I don't know, a participation trophy in global affairs. It was embarrassing, both for the Nobel Committee and President Obama. But I wouldn't be at all surprised if old Joe got one before the term's out at this rate. It all depends on how much he grovels and caves on the world stage over the next 4 years, so we'll have to wait and see. Now, but seriously, Biden's sabotage, it reaches every part of the American landscape. In just months, we went from energy independence to energy depressed. Trump understood, though, that America was stronger and more powerful when we're less reliant on other countries for energy and when American families are more prosperous. On the other hand, Democrats love high energy prices, and they've always wanted us to pay the same exorbitant prices at the pump that the Europeans pay. Why? Why do they want this? Because they want us to travel less and use less energy. They kind of prefer us all to be crammed into cities living in little apartments like many European families do. The climate change fanatics that Biden stocked his administration with absolutely detest even the memory of $2 a gallon gasoline, especially when it's pumped into, I don't know, a Ford 150, F-150, blasting country music with that really offensive thing called an American flag bumper sticker. That sends them over the edge. Now, somehow, old Joe thinks Americans won't blame him that their cost of living is going up, as long as he's not rude to the Europeans and as long as he just spouts meaningless cliches.
Let me make it clear that the United States is back and the democracies of the world are standing together to tackle the toughest challenges and issues that matter most to our future.